So many congratulations, Boyd. Or is it congratulations when you come second and we're so used to seeing you at the top of the pile?
If you keep expecting to win all the time, all that happens is you can be disappointed. So better to be, try to be a good sport. Of course, you know, if I had have had a clean run without any mistakes and then we came second, then I'd be worried. We had too many glitches going on in our team. Those needed to be ironed out, and then we can expect results. So I'm pleased. And we've had two great nights, you know, every round we've won. On the score sheet, if you look, we were fastest again on both rounds. But this course was very short. It was only 500 or 600 metres. So one ball on a short course is too expensive. On a bigger course, you can have a mistake and regain it back somewhere. So it was too punishing, really. And then, you know, I started to go last in the round, first in the drive-off. The horses only had about a minute to get their breath back. That didn't help either. So, you know, it just wasn't our day.
And how much do you enjoy competing here at Olympia, though? Because, I mean, the driving is so fast, the crowd really get behind you. It must be a special feeling when you're out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great public, but they're becoming an educated public. In the beginning, they were enthusiastic and didn't quite understand what driving was about. Now they're understanding it. Now, actually, they're selling boxes and private suites and seats on the back of the driving. So that's great. Really good for driving because we've got something to entertain the public with. Laser lights, music, they get in behind it and they're understanding what's going on. So I think all promotion for driving is good. Even if somebody becomes a pleasure driver, you know, in their spare time, they can appreciate what we do as well.
Excellent. And we're obviously halfway through your season, although it feels like Olympia feels like an end of the year show. It's actually only halfway through your competition season. But does coming to Olympia still give you a bit of a lift halfway through?
Definitely. I mean, it feels like being at home. You know, I've lived here for 25 years, and I think I recognise a lot of faces in the crowd. You know, my team, it's a nice feeling. But the other thing is, Simon Brooks Ward does a great job, because when we speak to him, we say, can we improve, give us some extra rosettes to give to the public? They supply them. Can you organise this for arriving with their horses on the ferries or on the trucks? They organise it. So every year there's a little improvement in it as far as the competition side, from the course designer, from our accommodation and where we keep our horses. There's always improvement. So they're a great organisation to work with.
And obviously we've got a few more legs of qualifying for the World Cup to come, but do you get a break over Christmas?
We do get a break over Christmas, but then, of course, I'm going to be thinking about this second place for a few days on the truck drive and journey home. I won't dwell on it too much, but, of course, it'll niggle me for a little while. Then we, on the 28th and 29th, we compete at Mechelen. So I was only a wild card here. I couldn't win points. But then that's the 28th and 29th of December. Then Leipzig, middle of January. So there isn't. It's pretty relentless.